Hello, Catherine. This is Judy Bagg, branch manager of the Coolamilling branch, reporting in with an evaluation of the four collaborative tools that my three colleagues and I used to produce our report for you. Now, the four collaborative tools we used were Basecamp, Digo, Google Docs, and Skype. Here's a brief rundown of my experience with each of these tools. Firstly, the great thing about all four of them is that they are free at a basic level. Now, let's start with Basecamp. It's a web-based project management tool that I found extremely useful. Now, we used it from the beginning of the project right to the end. It has a myriad of uses. A timeline diary for tasks can be set up via a calendar, as well as to-do lists. Messages can be directly posted to colleagues both via the site, as well as setting up a forwarding service to another email, and files can be attached and sent to one another. All of these messages and posts allow reply comments, and I really liked this because a good record of all that has been happening is kept in one centralized place. We found Basecamp to be just that, a base camp that we could all return to and know exactly what was going on. Now, the next tool we used was Digo. It's a social bookmarking website that is very useful during the research stage of a project. Now, when we were researching around the web, we were able to bookmark and tag relevant web pages. It also allows you to highlight any important sections or attach comments via features like the sticky note feature that you then may want to share with your colleagues. I wondered what Digo stood for, and via Wikipedia found out it is an acronym for Digest of Internet Information Groups and Other Stuff. I like that, especially the other stuff, because that's what we can all tend to call things that we don't quite know where to put. Right, the next one was Google Docs, pretty much a web-based office. The great asset of Google Docs is that documents can be created and placed there, and they can be edited anytime in real time by all users that are invited into the particular group. You can actually see when others are working, as each user is given a different colour, so you know who is logged in. There's even a chat box available so you can talk to each other if you want to. And what I really liked was that any time changes were made, the document would become bolded to let you know this, so you could go and check and see what was newly added. And then finally, Skype is a communication software that enables users to make voice calls, video calls, and instant message each other when the connection is so bad that people keep dropping out. Now, that is one of the main disadvantages of Skype. When it works, it's great, but when the connection is down, it can be very frustrating. Now, the fact that instant messaging is available at least makes for continuing the conversation if it is needed, but a great tool for voice conferencing for groups. All in all, I was really happy with how these collaborative tools worked for me, and I think that they would all be very apt for information services. I highly recommend them all. Thank you.